Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
You got some news coming out, Andy, about the Falcons?
Yes.
What you got?
Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
We had been hearing that this might happen. It's now official. The Week 17 game against Washington in Washington is now a nationally televised football game. Falcons, Commanders, Sunday Night Football.
Very interesting.
Week 17. Yeah. So I think there's a couple different factors, not to take anything away from the intrigue of that matchup. But, you know, that's the time of the year where they start splitting Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's got some really good games.
Yeah.
The Sunday night game was the Browns and the Dolphins.
Yeah.
So you got to get that off national TV.
Right.
And look, I mean, obviously both of these teams are vying for playoff positioning.
Uh-huh.
You got the Dan Quinn, you know, coaching against his old team storyline
play. McCord's already played. I mean, Kirk's played against Washington plenty of times.
Yeah, so it's the second revenge game of the year for Kirk. Hopefully it goes better than the first. And those two teams are kind of, you know, vying for a similar spot.
Right.
Falcons need to win that game if they're going to try to get in as a wild card team. Still, other things have to break their way in order for that to happen. But, Falcons got to beat the Commanders if they want to get one of that last wild card spot.
Yeah, and so, I mean, obviously, like you were saying, this is they're still playing for something and everything. There wasn't no better game on Sunday. That's my thing about it. That's the only thing I was curious. Because we can have the whole storyline thing as far as Dan Quinn coaching against the Falcons. Well, he's coaching against the Falcons. He wasn't the head coach in Dallas.
But it's his first head coaching job against the Falcons, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there, you got that.
All right.
Kirk Washington. You like that?
Okay.
All right. And the Chiefs and the Steelers and the Ravens and the Texans play on Christmas.
Okay.
Seahawks and the Bears play on Thursday. And I think they'll probably flex some of these games onto Saturday. We don't know which games are on Saturday yet. But, like,
I'm looking at the schedule.
Cardinals-Rams isn't anything special. Jets-Bills isn't good. Now, Packers-Vikings is a good game.
Packers-Vikings
is a good game. Whatever. Maybe that'll be on Saturday.
Maybe.
I don't know. They just know the, you know, the importance, gravity.
Yeah.
Putting the Falcons on national TV.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Got to do it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be in Washington. It'll be probably pretty cold.
Yep.
Who's going to be the starting quarterback by then?
I don't know. Andy, I honestly don't know. I honestly do not know and have an answer for it. I think if they win, which they should win against against the Giants, it will be Kirk Cousins. I do think that part about it, but I don't know what's going to be the status as far as if he doesn't play well. If he plays like he played – yeah, last night, this Sunday against the Giants at home. What do you do? What are you telling me as a fan of this football team if you're the head coach by sitting up here saying, like, you mean to tell me Penix isn't better than that?
Right. That's a hard needle to thread for him, because those are questions that are coming.
Like, he's not better than that right there?
All right, what are you saying about how you feel about this guy? Like, well, no, we believe he's going to be a great quarterback in the future. And we do believe he's also good, because he is the backup. Like, if Kirk got hurt, he goes in the game.
Exactly.
So they also have to say he's ready to play at any time, and we believe that he could do it. So
why isn't he playing?
You don't think he can play better than this guy right
now? That's what I'm saying. You don't, I mean.
Because that is what you're saying.
Yes.
By continuing to put Kirk Cousins out there, as you're saying, because they wouldn't say it like that, because no one ever says anything specifically how they mean it. They'd say, like, he gives us the best chance to win or whatever. But that also means that you think that he is capable of playing better than the other guy right now. Because that's what it was with all the – again, it's very frustrating that this is the conversation again in December with the Falcons. We very much thought that that wasn't going to be the case this year. Even in season, it didn't look like that was going to be the case this year.
Right.
But here we are again having the same put-in-the-other-guy conversation in December as we have the last 4 years with the Falcons. So that's frustrating. But – yeah, I mean, that's what they always say, and that's probably what they'll say again this week if Kirk remains the starter.